USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump at a rally in Florida where he admitted he'd be disappointed to lose to a guy like Joe Biden, who he says has rarely even been campaigning lately.
We cannot have a low-energy individual as our president. We can't. And he's the lowest energy individual I've ever seen.
The first presidential debate between Mr. Trump and Joe Biden will take place this upcoming Tuesday. It'll be moderated by Fox News' Chris Wallace. A historic day as the casket of the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is on Capitol Hill.
She will be the first woman to lie in state in the Capitol.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, President Trump is to announce his nominee to succeed Ginsburg at 5 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
One of two Louisville officers shot during a protest is out of a hospital as Aubrey Gregory took a bullet in his hip on Wednesday night, but he was back on his feet less than 24 hours later. The police department sharing a video of him at roll call this morning as colleagues applauded. All this came as the city was extending a curfew through the weekend as protesters are still in the streets there, angry that no one was directly charged for the shooting death of Breonna Taylor by police back in March. The latest dangerous teen challenge is on TikTok, called the Benadryl Challenge. It involves ingesting high doses of the allergy med to induce hallucinations. Dr. Michelle Reed of Garden City, New York, says the challenge is extremely dangerous.
But if you see that your child has problems breathing, because that's one of the things that can happen, they're very lethargic, just 911 and straight to the hospital.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The Treasury Secretary is now pushing to send $130 billion to businesses struggling amid the pandemic, as that's how much was left over when the Paycheck Protection Program expired. Secretary Steve Mnuchin says his first priority would be to get approval from Congress. He testified at a Senate hearing yesterday with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. The two want to reallocate the unused money from the last stimulus package. Shark Tank investor and Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban wants the government to give out a $1,000 biweekly stimulus check through November. Cuban brought up the idea again while speaking on CNBC yesterday, suggesting that implementing a time limit where people have 10 days to spend the money or they lose it would help spur on the economy as well. He said that those without help are still struggling very badly and we need to get them help as quickly as possible. And a man in Florida is taking McDonald's to court. The South Florida Sun Sentinel says Alexei Stolfat bit into a chicken nugget with a bone in it and chipped his tooth. He said he realized he damaged his tooth after 3 days of feeling discomfort in his mouth. A spokesman for the restaurant says they can't speak on the matter, but they do take the claims seriously. Stolfat wants $1.1 million in damages and for the company to recall the menu item. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.